I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My mother always used to say that love was like a caterpillar. It has many legs and sometimes it is a butterfly.
Caterpillar doesn't have legs.
Caterpillars have legs,
Holly.
No, they don't. They've got tiny feet.
No, they don't.
They've got feet.
They wiggle around. You're thinking of a millipede, right? Okay, right. Forget this.
I'm thinking of a caterpillar.
No, you're not. I'm Googling this right now.
They have feet.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you? Of course they have feet. How do you think they move?
They move like a worm.
No, worms move like worms. So they've got feet. Look.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You idiot.
And welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kay.
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
I'm sorry. It is my fault.
It is your fault.
It is my fault.
I'm always like, Holly, let's do a podcast. And you're like, oh, I didn't hear you because I was in the kitchen. You're always in the kitchen and you can't hear me.
Which is odd because I have an open plan living room kitchen setup.
Oh, so I have an open plan living setup. I'm Holly Nielsen.
Yeah, what can I say?
So I've got a hardwood floor.
I really don't.
I don't know the difference. It's made of wood.
It is. I don't think it's real wood.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, feel it. See?
It feels kind of plasticky.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real wood.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is either. I know.
I'm Holly Nielsen. I can't afford wood.
Oh, now you're just revealing my secrets. Don't tell people how I live, Kate.
Is this your dirty secret? Is that your floor is maybe not real wood?
If anyone knows me on Twitter, my entire personality is built up on the fact that I have pure wood floors.
You can follow Holly at wood floors on Twitter.
Yeah,
at it's a whole thing.
Hardwood floors.
I actually kind of want to see who wood
at
floors
hardwood
is.
Holly.
At hardwood Holly. At that's hardwood pretty Holly. Good. Yeah. I mean, that's a sex thing.
It's either a sex thing or a carpentry thing. I hope it's a carpentry thing.
I'm gonna look up wood floors.
Oh no, wood floors will just be people selling wood floors.
Yeah, but I want to be friends with. Oh, hashtag wood floors is a thing.
That's
there's wood floors for you.
Oh, that's shit.
It's like a four, like the number.
Oh, no.
They write some interesting pieces, like, what's the best colour floor for me? I hate that kind of think piece, you know, where it's like, it's not actually engaging with wood. It's just, that's clickbait.
Yeah.
It's clickbait.
It's got nothing to do. They don't actually care about real wood.
I mean, they're all brown, aren't they? Stupid.
No, you could have white wood.
Oh, okay. Well, I was committing to a joke, but
oh, no, I'm going to be genuinely outraged.
About the...
Yeah.
Usually we start with a dumb joke, but this time we're just going in on wood floors.
We've gone straight in with the mundane.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a wood floor.
We're going to get right up to 1,000 followers if we keep up with this kind of content.
Look up for our regular, engaging content.
Mm-hmm. Toku Woodcast.
Yeah.
What we're going to rebrand as. It's going
to
be...
Oh, do we have to?
No, no.
Good, okay. I'm glad because neither of us want to commit to that. And I don't
think... We can't even commit to a regular podcast.
Yeah.
And we're still going.
Yeah.
What episode is this? Like 32?
30? I don't know, actually. That's... Wait.
When I see other people being like, oh, welcome to podcast 135, I'm like, how do you have the time?
We...
Get a hobby, nerds. We've got loads of hobbies. Holly enjoys wood floors.
I love wood floors. This is 32.
Yeah, I'm great.
Well
I remember done. Things. Yeah. We were talking about fetishes earlier, and I came up with a really good question. I mean, segue, but you know, you're used to this. I came up with a really good question, and I've forgotten it. So I feel like we should just kind of talk about fetishes until I circle back around.
We should probably point out the reason why we were talking about fetishes.
Holly, everyone knows that we're going to talk about that. We don't need a reason.
Okay, well, the prompt for this particular conversation was that we watched a fantastic documentary.
On Netflix.
On Netflix, which you should all watch.
It's available now.
Yeah, go watch it. It's called My Sex Robot.
It's called Holly's Sex Robot. which is weird.
It's made of wood. It's horrible. Splinters everywhere.
I love
it's
this commitment to this joke. It's just going to keep coming back. It's going to turn into a thing.
Yeah.
Great.
And it works on so many levels because Hollywood, Holly is a tree.
Holly, oh my God, Hollywood.
It's brilliant. But yeah, so My Sex Robot is a fucking awful documentary. Well, awful as
it's
in...
It's great.
But it's fantastic.
It's a five-star documentary.
It's the kind of thing where Kate will come round and we'll be like, put something on TV.
Yeah.
And it's the ideal thing to put on TV.
I mean, we couldn't breathe. We were screaming quite a lot. And you were sort of frozen in this, like, amazing sort of horror grin. It was, I wanted to take a picture, but I was also making the same face, so I didn't.
Yeah.
But usually when I come around, we watch First Dates, which I've never watched, like, on my own or with anyone else.
Yeah.
It's our thing.
It is our thing.
It's our thing. Do you watch it with other people, Holly?
No.
I'm very insecure.
No, I only watch your review, don't worry.
Yay! But there's like this whole thing, we know all the characters, we don't know some of their names.
No, we don't. That's what we were trying to do at the beginning. We were trying to come up with cheesy love catchphrases that the main guy says.
Fred. He's French, but he plays up to it. Like, mate, you're not that French. We know you're not that French.
I think maybe he's faking. He's too French.
I think he probably just talks like normally, but then like at the start of the show he's like, love is like a windmill, it's constantly spinning.
Right, so you think before they film he's like, yeah, all right, wait, what is it this time?
His name's Fred.
Yep.
Fred's not a French name.
Can you say, how would it be with Frédéric?
It would, yeah.
Frédéric.
But
I can't do a French accent, I'm sorry.
Apparently not.
I apologize.
Le Fred. C'est mon nom.
I remember once, I'm terrible at languages, so much so that my school used to do a compulsory language GCSE.
Yeah.
And it was only me and one other person in our entire year that were told we shouldn't bother and it would be a waste. So.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah. And there was at one point I was watching TV with my friend who studied French and Spanish at university and is fluent at lots of languages. And we were watching something and it was based in Spain, I think. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was being really clever. And it was something about $2. So I was like, dos dollar, pourvu. And realized I had just slammed two languages together. And she still says it to me to this day.
Yeah.
I was so pleased with myself as well afterwards. I was like, yeah, nice.
I mean, Spanish is similar. So they'd probably still understand you, but then they'd laugh at
dos
you.
Dos dollar, pourvu.
Yeah.
I'm really talented.
You're good at other stuff.
Thank you.
You're good at lots of things.
They say that languages is like when you like if you learn or if you know lots of languages, you have a very flexible mind, a very agile mind. I feel like is mine just like a 2x4, just not running with the wood theme.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, My Sex Robot.
My Sex Robot. So the thing that they're like, oh, we're making huge advances in the sex robot science. But it's all like it's very terrible. Lonely guys who aren't very good at robotics or women.
Mm.
So all the women look terrifying. Like
they look awful. All the robots look terrible.
Like they're not. We are good at making waxworks as a civilization, right?
Yeah.
Like, once I poked wax Graham Norton in the eye because I wasn't sure that he wasn't real. So I wanted to make sure, so I was just like...
Why did you go for the eye? What happens if it was the real Graham Norton?
Then he would have been like, ow.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he would have been like, why didn't you, like, touch my hand? Or, like,
grab my arm? Because I don't want to hold Graham Norton's hand.
Just touch his... Why do you want to poke him in the eye? That's really weird.
Because I've seen the shows where they go, ah, he was alive all along. And if I poke him in the eye, at least I'm punishing him for pranking me. Anyway, he wasn't real, is my point. But the guys making these sex robots, they make them with these tiny little eyes.
Yeah.
And these really, like...
There's nothing wrong with tiny eyes.
Well, no, but they're inhuman.
Yeah. Tiny.
They look like, you know the dolls that you use to practice, like, mouth breathing?
Yeah, they look, mouth breathing?
resuscitation dolls.
That's
like,
the one.
They look like that. They look like creepy ham puppets and
just, oh god, just, and also yeah. The eyes were always like too blue
and just staring,
yeah,
and the mouths are always slightly open, but they've got like a full set of teeth
a full set of teeth that are always slightly open but also really wide, like
yeah. And there was one robot that could smile, but she looked like she was dead inside. I mean, she is, she's a sex robot. But, like, her mouth would sort of, like, twitch up and then she'd go back to being sad.
Kind but
of.
Also her makeup was, yeah. like, they'd put makeup on her but they hadn't taken it off properly. So she had all this, like, smeared makeup all over her face.
Yeah.
And one of them looked like she had blood on her fingers.
That was creepy.
Like, on her fingernails. And I was like, why? Why, why do that? But it was amazing just how crude. Like, literally, they were just kind of, like, they were pretty much remote control.
Yeah.
So they were just there and they were just, like, kind of, like, hump. The air, or like kind of just like move their arm, and like, and all the guys who were looking for them were like, a robot won't leave you, a robot won't think that you don't earn enough money.
There was a weird obsession with STIs, like several of the men were like, yes, well, robots can't give you diseases, and it was like, you are meeting the wrong women, my friend.
Also,
like, all of them,
also, like, who thinks, I don't know, why would that be your immediate, it doesn't come into my mind to be like, I don't know, it just, sex hasn't been that fulfilling lately, you know, there is a lot of risks, you know, maybe I should, you know, be a bit more careful,
yeah,
have checks, have, you know, have, use condoms, no, I'll just have sex with a robot.
Like, most of the diseases, you just take antibiotics, and then they go away, like, it's not like women are disease-ridden, like, plague beasts.
It was, yeah, it was unusual, but it was, but I would highly recommend it.
Yes.
To everybody.
Me too.
It was
so good.
So good. If you want something that will make you choke with laughter, yet also your skin crawl
from
the utter creepiness, is just, it's fantastic.
There's a grown man making out with someone else's sex doll at one point. Mm. There's a man who shows off at like a sex convention in front of his wife, his sex doll, while he's like sweating, like full sweating.
And he goes, oh my God. Like, I've been working on Roxy for 7 years now. And you look over and it's just this like, the ugliest like propped up thing you've ever seen. It's like 7 years of your life.
It's basically,
it looks shite.
It's like, it's a regular sex doll, but it can tell when you're touching certain parts of its anatomy and it reacts. So he holds its hand and she's like, I like it when you hold my hand. And then he puts a finger in her vagina and she goes, stop that. Why? Why would you record that?
It's just, oh my gosh. And then there was a guy who had a girlfriend but had a robot fetish. So they had a erotic hypnotist.
Oh, so creepy.
Come in and hypnotize her into thinking she was a robot. And it was like, pleasure sensors activated.
She had a great time, which was really nice because I was kind of convinced that she would be like, yeah, my boyfriend wants to fuck robots. And clearly I'm not a robot.
Because they were having like, it was that, yeah, they had a whole night of lovely consensual robot hypnotic sex. But it was just the, I don't know. It was the hypnosis that I found unusual.
I think we should, like, what is erotic hypnosis for? What do you think it's for?
Erotic, I would think it would be to, like, if you had, like, anxiety or something, to relax you.
Actually, yeah, like, that's quite a good point. So like, it's like psychosexual therapy. It's,
yeah, so it's kind of, it puts you in a different frame of mind, or like, or address habits or things like that. Yeah. I wouldn't think it would be to create a sex robot.
No, I find it kind of creepy, the idea that you're conditioning one person to pretend to be the other person's fantasy and in a kind of non-consensual way. Because I don't think hypnosis is like, it's consensual when you get hypnotized. But then that guy has the power over you in that he knows your code words. And like, I feel uncomfortable about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's up to them though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, when we watch that and we think about sex robots, it's always going to be a kind of, you know, a grey area.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did like your question of how would you feel if you were in someone's house and you opened the dishwasher and there was the sleeve to a fleshlight.
Yeah, just hanging out in the dishwasher. And because you're going in to get a mug and you're like, oh, well, that,
because
that's had a dick in it.
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind.
Because, you know, sex toys are obviously fine. Stuff, you know, there's nothing, like, there's nothing wrong with having a fleshlight at all.
No.
So
I just want to think about it.
And I would rather it be clean. I'd rather if someone had a fleshlight, I'd rather know that they do actually clean it.
I think, like...
Like you wouldn't want a manky dildo.
But I know how dishwashers work.
Yes.
But there is a part of my brain that would be like, there's sperm here somewhere.
I'm sure there's sperm everywhere.
Thanks. Okay. Well, that now I feel great.
Yeah. You see the sofa you're sitting on?
Holly!
My lovely hardwood floors. See why they're shiny?
I don't see any hardwood.
What? How dare you?
I'm sorry.
It's really, you hurt me. You hurt me so bad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm checking out
Oh, what are you looking at again? Oh, why?
Oh, they're based in London. Anyway, lots of people are watching the sex robot thing, and apparently they're not enjoying it. So I don't care. I enjoyed it.
How can you not enjoy it?
Maybe some people are really into it and they're actually offended that you're making fun of their hobby.
There's nothing wrong with it, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. It was more the idea that they were then like women. I don't like. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you said it doesn't hurt anybody, but there was a segment in My Sex Robot in which the guy went, "Yeah, I accidentally made it freakishly strong to start with."
Oh yeah.
And I had to take parts off it because someone was going to get hurt. It was going to be like having sex with a piece of heavy machinery, and that was creepy.
That's true. That could hurt someone. And also, yeah. I was thinking of the logistics of getting an electric shock. Because these things did not look well made.
Ooh, what about the tongues?
One of them had a tongue.
Disembodied tongues, and he was like, touch the tongue, feel the tongue skin, feel the flesh of the tongue.
Oh.
Yeah, that was great.
And then another guy used to just use Microsoft Paint to like Photoshop pictures of women and just put like a wire coming out of them and things like that.
Yeah, which was like a green, like wobbly line that you draw in MS Paint. It was, well, hey.
But it was like, but imagine if your kink is that, not that easy to satisfy, but if you can just go on Microsoft Paint, draw a green line out of a picture of a woman and be like, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to look realistic. I know that's a wire, so
Yeah.
Mm.
I, like, all power to his imagination.
Yeah. Well, the other guy photoshopped his girlfriend to look like a robot, and she liked it. So
yeah.
That was cool, but he was kind of going on about how he liked to keep the look of her being alive, and it was like, okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, I still love her for her, but, you know, robots. It was like, yeah.
Robots.
Although they didn't have any women who wanted to shag.
No, and there was that, the guy, the sex boy, sex robot boy.
The sex boy?
The sex bot boy.
Yes, there was a guy who was creating male and female sex robots.
And the male sex robot was a very long dick.
It was really... It was...
Like, it was dragging on the floor.
It was like a weird attempt at doggy position.
Yeah.
And the only thing stopping the robot from just collapsing was his dick. It was just not good.
No.
I was looking at that and just like, oh man, could you like imagine that over you?
Yeah.
Looking up and just oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yep.
I'm gonna have some dreams tonight.
Your birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in America where all these sex bots are based, so I'm gonna bring one back. How do you bring one back? Like, would I buy it a plane ticket?
Yes! Oh my god, buy it a plane ticket.
Imagine taking a sex robot through customs and being like, well, look, I know it looks like there's a bomb inside.
I know there's all these
but
wires.
It's sex machinery. Look, let me switch it on. His tongue vibrates.
Look at it. It's very clearly a sex robot. And you've never seen a sex robot before.
And they'll be like, no. And I'll be like, that's because it's the world's first one. Would you like to have a go?
Why have you turned into like a 1920s carnival leader? It's like, robot,
let me tell
robot.
You.
You want to hear about the robot?
Give this boy a go.
Look at him go.
Oh my. Yeah. For just $1, he'll go for 2 hours.
Oh no.
I don't know. Are you inserting the dollar into him? I don't know how that works.
Oh yeah, I like that. Like a coin slot.
Okay.
And then he just kind of like vibrates a load and you're just like, yay.
Like the sex beds you used to be able to get in The Sims.
Yeah, exactly like the sex
beds. One quarter.
Yes. One quarter.
You'll be sexually satisfied for hours, my lady.
Imagine.
Oh. Right up.
But where do I take the sex doll?
To bed?
To bed.
Yeah, what answer are you expecting?
Well, I don't know, because I'm in an airport at this point.
Oh, you're still in the airport?
Yeah.
I thought I was in the airport. I'm bringing it back for you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because you're at home waiting, longingly.
It's my birthday around...
It's your birthday.
On 3rd of March, just
3rd of March.
3rd of the 3rd. It's very easy to remember.
Yep.
But all my friends are going to be in America for a games conference.
All three of them.
All two friends.
Oh, I'm going to hug you. Hugging.
No, well, just the fact you hugged it made it seem what made it... Hug. You legitimised the comment by then hugging me.
It's a pity hug.
Oh, God.
Yay.
Anyway.
Okay, I'll stop hugging you.
Most of the people I know, all the games people, and then... But then all my other friends aren't in London, so... But yeah, anyway.
Yeah. We're all going on a fun train.
Yeah, so I'm going to be sat...
Yeah.
On my birthday. But it is when the Switch arrives and Zelda arrives.
Who needs friends when you've got Link?
Who needs friends when I can... But then where will... I can... Because the whole thing about the Switch is that it's portable. And, like, all the, like, adverts are like, go see your friends with it. And I'm going to, like, step out my door and just be like, oh...
Well, okay, if it makes you feel any better, we aren't the cool friends from the Switch advert. We're not having, like, fun basketball matches and rooftop parties. I don't even have access to a rooftop. So
I have a balcony.
Yeah, that's not big enough for friends.
No.
Like, two friends. Yeah. And we'll go outside. We'll be like, let's play the Switch. Oh, it's really fucking cold.
Why
can we
so
go back
cold?
Inside?
Why is it dark? Why are we here?
That is what I always say when I come over.
Yes. So yes, it is my birthday, you were saying, before I interrupted.
Yep. So I'm going to go to America.
Yes.
I imagine when I'm in LA and San Francisco, you know, the heart and soul of the tech industry in America and maybe the world, there'll be some sex dolls, that's what I'm saying, some sex bots.
Yeah.
And I'm there for a while, so I can check out the market, can find you a boy that's your type.
Yeah.
So I can basically staple... Ignis's face on it?
Remembered. Although Solus would probably be easier because he is completely bald.
Why would I get a bald sex bot?
Well, because then you wouldn't have to put a weird wig on it.
Okay, I'll get you a bunch of faces and you can, like, change him around.
Can I just have various game boys?
Yes. You'll have Garrus and Solus and Link, but, like, the cute Link.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to have sex with Link.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't want to... I would kiss him, but I wouldn't want to have sex with him.
Fine.
I'd kiss Hyrule Warriors Link.
Ganon. You can have Ganon.
Ganon.
Yeah, he's
rough. Oh, he would fucking destroy you.
He would.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like part pig, right? Who knows what he's got going on down there?
Yeah, also don't
they
pigs
have corkscrews or something?
Don't pigs orgasm for like 10 minutes as well? So he'd just be like,
you'd be like, I'm gonna go put the kettle on, and he'd be like, yeah, okay, what?
Oh, no. Okay. Do you think he would jizz the whole time?
Ew.
No. Well, I'm just thinking. Just thinking the logistics. Yeah. No, they brought it up.
Yeah, I don't want to think about Ganon just jizzing for 10 minutes. Like, that's his final move or something.
Oh, yeah.
Link's like, I've got the Master Sword, and Ganon's like, hold on a second.
I'm almost there.
Oh my god, that would be a great, like, the wind wanker is what it would be called.
Yes!
He'd be like,
very good.
Check out this baton, and then he'd whap it out.
Yeah.
And then, I can't think of any more Wind Waker puns, because I can't remember anything else in Wind Waker.
No.
Have I told you about pig boats?
No.
Have I ever told you about pig boats? I haven't.
No.
So, I can't remember why, but back when I was at O&M, I played a lot of Wind Waker on the Wii U. It had been out for a while at that point, so I definitely wasn't reviewing it. Maybe I was just capturing some screens for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really bored, so I started playing a game that I like to call Pig Boats.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do in Pig Boats. You know Outset Island?
There's
those little tiny pigs running around.
And you can throw them in the water.
And you can pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw them in the water,
yes.
But you don't do that because that's mean. They're adorable. Go away.
They swim back.
So it's very cute. But okay, so there are two, or maybe more. There are several canoes.
Yes.
On the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just deep enough that if you throw a pig just right, the pig can't get out of the boat.
Oh.
So you get all the pigs and you round them all up and you throw them into the boats and then you have a boat full of pigs and that's how you play pig boats.
Is that genuinely what the story was?
Yes.
Okay. No, good, yeah.
I really like pig boats. It's got such a great name. It's called Pig Boats. One word, Pig Boats.
No, you had me at Pig Boats. And then you lost me, but then you have me back again.
What are you expecting from Pig Boats?
I don't know.
It's self-explanatory.
I was thinking maybe you threw them all in the water and created like a raft or something.
There's only three.
Yeah. Still, Link is... It's Toon Link. He's small.
Sick.
Yeah, but you know, it's survival.
Making a raft out of pigs.
Yeah.
I'm just putting them in a boat. It's adorable.
Fine.
Great. Yeah. Should I do my challenge now?
Yeah.
Awful person. So, we've been talking a lot about sex bots.
Yes.
Sex dolls.
Yeah.
Sex. Sexy sex.
Yeah.
Sex.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I didn't have much time to think for challenge. I mean, well, we've had like 3 months, but I've been busy. So, I looked up a lot of very terrible things, which is what this podcast does to me.
Yeah.
I looked up porn comments.
Yes.
And those are hilarious, and I read some out. To Joe, your brother, who's here, right? He's not here now, but he was here earlier. You weren't here, so you didn't see, but he was here. And so I read him some comments out, and they're great.
Okay.
Because they're all, like, misspelled. And I don't understand why people do them. Like, one hand on your knob,
one hand
on the keyboard.
I always wonder this.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Because porn comments are the lowest, like, out of all comment sections, they're the lowest denominator.
But they're not that... offensive?
Well,
really?
but it's more just the logistics. Do you type them before? Do you like, oh yeah, I like this video. Do you do it during, as in like you're wanking, you're like, oh yeah, okay. Do you do it you jizz or you have an orgasm or whatever, you are satisfied.
Yeah. And then you're like, well,
I need to let the world know.
My favorite ones are the ones where you can tell that they were done during. So there's ones that like, I'm gonna come like an elephant, and then just the word "come" with like 50 M's.
Oh,
like they've been holding it
why?
Down, like, oh yeah, and then they let go, and then they're like, yes, enter.
Yeah, but like, maybe that's their like thing. It's like a type of almost like,
yes,
like the internet must know.
Yes,
the comments, the Pornhub comments section must know.
I also googled sexy sex, and surprisingly it came up with a lot of porn results, most of which were just like sex, sexy sex, you know, just all the keywords.
Sexy
and then
sex.
one of them was sexy sex girl does sex, and I was like, oh,
sexy sex girl
does
sex.
And then she did sex.
Was she a sexy sex girl?
She was a sexy sex girl
and she does sex.
Yep. Wow. I didn't actually watch it.
Well, then how do you know? She might not have done the sex.
There was a thumbnail.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, she was mid-sexy sex.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Now you know I've seen that. But I decided not to do that.
Okay.
What we're going to do instead is, you know, I think the problem with these sex dolls and the stories about the sex dolls is that no one actually cares about the sex dolls' personalities. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, the Roxy guy.
She didn't have a personality.
No,
she
just told you that she liked something or didn't like something.
She told you to stop that when you put anything in her vagina. And that's not a personality. Just like, in case anyone was wondering, that's not like, you can't put that on OkCupid.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, we're so in sync. So, I thought maybe it's time for you to meet a few of the women that you... There aren't any men.
Okay.
There aren't any male sex dolls.
There are male sex dolls.
Well, I haven't found any of them.
Aww.
So I'm...
Yeah. Actually, no, I was about to say a male sex doll should be easier, but then I was thinking about it and maybe not.
So I'm going to... Oh, that's... Whoops. That's a vagina. I'm going to introduce you to some of these sex dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you all about them.
Okay.
Some of them come with batteries, apparently. I don't know why.
You don't know why? Because they're robots.
Well, yeah. But why would you choose to have them not with batteries, then?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it would be like when you're a kid and you got a toy at Christmas.
Yeah.
And there were no batteries. And it would just be like, aw, shit.
So, yeah. I'm going to be these women.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why you should date me, because...
Mm-hmm.
I'm great.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's.
So this is
date.
This is about dating. This isn't
it's
just
about dating.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want you to get to know me for my personality.
Okay. Okay.
Hi. My name's Cyberskin Psycho.
Cyberskin Psycho.
That's me.
That's an unusual name.
Yeah, my parents were alternative.
Yeah,
they were hippies. We lived in a cult up in the Nepalese mountains.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, they decided to name me with a dictionary. It was just the first two letters, the words that they found, which is weird because cyberskin I wouldn't have thought was a word, but turns out it is. Anyway, that's cool. Me. That's me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Named after my grandma. Cyberskin. So yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I've got a removable pussy and ass. You know, like, it's really easy to clean myself.
What's that to do with personality?
I'm just going off what I've been given. Okay. I touch my face. It's realistic in 3D. Touch it. Touch it.
Oh, yeah. It is indeed realistic in 3D.
Wouldn't you say that I have soft lips? Yeah?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, and a deep throat mouth.
Open up.
No.
Open wide.
No, that's weird.
No. Open wide. Yeah, maybe.
Are my eyes lifelike?
A bit soulless.
I have extra long hair as well.
Okay.
I really like it because I really like when men are looking at my hair and not my open-ended ribbed love tunnel.
What?
Do you get that when you're like, hey, my eyes are up here? And they're looking at your open-ended ribbed love tunnel?
Is that that's the vagina?
I think a tunnel connects two places. So who knows
where
it goes.
Also, you don't want open-ended because then your jizz goes into just the thing. And your vagina was removable.
My vagina and my ass.
Sorry, your vagina and your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to see them? That's them. They're removable.
Oh, well, they're quite realistic.
And this is me.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's an old photo. It's super unflattering.
Why is your vagina more realistic than your face?
Oh, that really hurts.
But I'm sorry, but I have to be, you know...
I'm waterproof. So I'm not going to cry right now.
No, but you can cry. You're waterproof.
I'm going to cry and my tears are going to fall onto my soft, erect nipples. So I just don't think this is going to work out.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Really sorry. I'm going to go. But I think your next date is here.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
My name's Sasha. Sasha Grey.
Sasha.
Like the porn star. I know it's a really weird coincidence.
Yeah.
But I do have the same big brown eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not reading
anything. No. I want to see.
I mean, what's the best thing about you, would you say?
I think it is my sense of humour.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
So I think the best thing about me is my three holes. people actually call me Sasha Grey Three Holes. That's my full nickname.
So I'm assuming you mean
yeah,
one nostril and two ear holes.
No, I offer you.
Oh, okay.
My mouth.
That's nice. Thank you.
And these ones.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like your ultimate fantasy has finally come true. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'm easy to inflate. Which I know is, like, a lot of women are looking for that these days.
Yeah.
You know, some women are really, really hard to inflate. And I'm like, no, you know, I'm,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, make it easy for someone.
I'm easygoing.
Yeah.
I mean, technically I've got four holes because I've got the one you blow me up with.
That's true. You could put, like, a pinky in there.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're into that, but... I don't mind, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Is there a picture of you?
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, there was, but I've moved on.
That's okay. That's okay.
Oh, good God.
You have set this up for yourself.
Just...
You have no one to blame but yourself, Kate, right
they're
now.
They're all just... I've got into, like, weird celebrities now.
Oh, no.
So there was one called She Ain't No Beyoncé, but obviously she is supposed to be Beyoncé, so...
That's unusual.
Okay, well, here's your next date. Your next date's here.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hi, dearie.
Hello.
How
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I just came back from dropping off the grandchildren, of which I have 7.
Oh, wow.
That's yeah. I'm a game old bird who loves a plucking. Actually, I used to say to my my dear husband, God rest his soul, that I'm an OAP, but do you know what it stands for?
No.
Oral, anal, and pussy.
No.
Apparently. Oh, yes, and he used to love that before he was torn up in that wood chipper. Albert.
Albert was always known for saying oral, anal, and pussy.
Oh, yes. I think you should just slip in and remind this grey-haired cougar what I've been missing. That's really sad.
Yeah, also you're assuming that
like, the implication is my husband has died. Because I'm a gilf, a grandma.
Yeah.
I'd like to fuck, is that
grandma, I'd like to fuck, yeah.
But what I've been missing implies that, yeah, I've lost someone.
Right, is it? Is it saying that you're a widower?
Well, it's implying I am a widower.
That's depressing.
Yeah, well, she's gone anyway.
Fuck
she's...
the sad out of the old lady.
Yeah, why not? That's what she wants. hi, my name's Diana.
Hi.
Full name Diana Stretch.
Diana Stretch, that's an unusual second name.
Yeah, I mean, I picked it myself.
Okay, okay.
My original name is not that, but it's unpronounceable, so you know.
Okay.
Yes. You know how it is. Also, I've just got one leg in the air the whole time.
At all times.
This is very uncomfortable.
Just one leg in the air. Please don't kick over your mug.
Yeah. I've got succulent love passages. Yeah.
Who writes these?
Slide it right in and touch my cum spot. It's what I like to say.
Oh my goodness. As I want to say.
It's got this really weird wording where it's like, large breasts with hard nipples, juicy pussy and anus, and brown eyes and brown hair. Like, okay, I mean, in terms of like rhetoric, that is shit.
Yeah.
That is like a weirdly anticlimactic tricolon, and I think that's bad.
Yeah, end with the juicy...
Yeah, you want to go, oh, she's got large breasts with hard nipples, she's got brown eyes and brown hair, and she's got a juicy pussy, you know? She's got it all.
She's got it all! She's a triple threat.
That is what triple threat usually means.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What about the sex teen doll?
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, is she a sex teen doll, or is she a sex teen doll? What's a sex teen?
Sex teen. Oh no. What does it say?
I'm just going to read this all.
Okay.
This sexy girl will show you all her sexual mysteries. Mm. This incredibly authentic doll loves it any way you do.
Well, it says she'll show you all your... I'm just imagining her, like, have you played the game The Room?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you just have, like, a puzzle box and you're trying to open it. Yeah. I'm imagining her like this.
Sexual
like,
mysteries.
You have to find, like, a key and then 3 bits of the key and then put them on a puzzle.
So I don't understand this copy.
Okay.
Her hungry open mouth and sweet tight pussy is always ready. Take her all the way everywhere you can. One hole only mouth.
What?
That's all one sentence.
Okay. So
she's got 2 holes. Yes. But no, she doesn't. She has 1.
But one hole all the way mouth.
Just like a real sex teen.
Just, what?
I don't know, there aren't any pictures.
But, one, was it saying mouth as in, mouth, or mouth as in...
I don't know.
Not mouth, what?
This one's only 8.49, and you know why?
Why?
She's only 26 inches tall.
How tall is that?
Like, it's pretty small.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. She's
like 50% vagina, because she'd have to be.
Yeah.
Right? Well, good for you, Romping Rosie. You're not a fan?
Of Romping Rosie? No, it's convenient.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, they really like calling them love holes. So this is Betty Fat Girl Bouncer. is her name.
Oh, God.
And apparently she's fast, she's mean, and she swallows clean. She doesn't. You have to clean her out. she doesn't have a stomach.
She does not swallow clean. We cannot press this further.
She's waterproof. Like, she swallows the most dirty that you possibly can.
It'll just sit there, and then you'll be like, well, it's clean. And be like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
That's... No.
Well, okay, so hi. My name's Ava Angelina.
Like the... I recognise the
name.
Yes,
she's apparently a porn star.
Yes.
A stunningly realistic replica of one.
Oh my God.
Her features include realistic face with brown hair.
Fucking hell. Why are they really
decorative
specific?
Tattoos. Soft, smooth vagina.
Soft, smooth vagina.
Multi-speed control vibrating bullet. Just like the real one.
She does. She is, yeah. Wait. Is the bullet inside the thing? Or is
apparently.
It... But...
What does any of this mean? Wait, multi... No, wait. To enhance your excitement, portable carry case.
to enhance your excitement?
Yeah.
No one goes, oh, I'm so excited to fuck this sex doll. I've got a handy carry case.
You don't? The thing is, this ends with show her your fifth column, and I don't know what that's in reference to.
Show her your fifth column. As in, like, if you're on all fours...
Yeah,
I
guess you've got four limbs and a dick.
But I was just thinking, if you're thinking, like, if you're looking at kind of sex toys, like a rampant rabbit or something.
Yeah.
They never say stuff like, enhance the excitement with a carry case.
Maybe they should. Maybe
they're missing out.
An untapped market.
Maybe I just haven't read enough descriptions of rampant rabbits.
So this one's the most expensive at £300.
Wow.
Plus.
Is it still blow up?
This one isn't. I can't read the details because they're so very small.
Okay.
But her name,
yeah,
is Glenda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's got a true to life vibrating love grip hand.
True to life.
Do your hands not vibrate?
I mean, I have a tremor, so kind of. But I wouldn't ever say that...
It's not like a marketable feature.
Yeah, I don't go up to someone and go, oh yeah, you know, I think we'd get along really well. I have a vibrating hand.
I also want to point out that whoever's the copywriter for these adverts is not sexy. Because satisfying, penetrating, suction mouth of love is not hot.
Why is it always of love?
I don't know, like...
Succulent love tunnels.
No one is loving having sex with a piece of plastic. I mean, maybe they are, but
some
like...
Some people do fall in love with them.
They do.
But I think the majority... The angle you're going for isn't an emotional one.
I mean, quite frankly, if I've spent £300 on Glenda, I kind of want to fall in love with her.
That's true, actually.
I want to get my money's worth. Otherwise, I might as well have bought Romping Rosie. At 8:49. Anyway, do you know what else Glenda has?
What?
Quivering velvet touch tongue.
Oh, God. Why is it the tongue? The tongue really creeps me out.
That's what creeps you out and not everything else.
I know. There's something about having a fake human tongue. Just like, just, oh, God.
So, this one. Hi, I'm Kimmy Lovecock. I know it's funny.
Sorry. I
the
bet.
Best part is, I do. Ha ha! No, I do Kimmy.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean that. No.
Oh,
no.
That's awkward.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to make
it's actually, it's spelled L-O-V-E-C-O-K, so it's not.
Oh, so it's actually like Louvre Coke.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's foreign.
It's foreign.
It's foreign.
Is that okay? Great.
Yeah, I'm foreign.
Okay, right. That's just an odd way to describe yourself.
Generic.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you'll notice that I'm innocent looking and blonde.
Uh-huh.
My face is realistic, right?
Yeah.
And my arms are movable.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you'd agree that I have voluptuous spreets. Voluptuous breets. My breets.
Oh, your breets.
Yeah, they're voluptuous.
Yeah, no, they are voluptuous.
My
nipples
are firm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I
mean, those breets are, well, something else.
Wouldn't you also say that my fingernails are raunchy? Because I would. My toenails as well, they're raunchy.
Wait, can you just read out the actual, like, bit?
Raunchy white fingernails and toenails.
What?
Do you not find them raunchy?
What makes raunchy white fingernails and toenails?
Saying that they're raunchy.
Okay, ooh. Right, yeah, okay, I'm with you, okay.
I found a dildo shaped like a hand.
Oh!
It's like, it's...
Oh, wow, yeah. It's kind of doing a kind of duck, like, bill
I'm sure that's what motion. It's officially called. What's the description on this one? Hand-shaped dildo. All right. These all have great names, like the Great American Challenge Huge Dildo. I don't think, if there is such a thing as the Great American Challenge, it's not a 70-pound dildo. What? Wait. It's big and it's purple. I can't find how big it is. There's an apple next to it, but...
That doesn't look like a real apple.
I don't really think that's very helpful for size, because if that apple is like, that big...
Then
this is, like, 2 feet tall. at least.
Well, that would be a challenge. It's not lying.
It would. But it's that
it would
make
also
it
kill you. But
like 13 inches thick. Yeah. No one wants that. This one's called Clifford.
I really like that. I like them when they give them names.
It's a very...
Oh, what is going on there? That's not a human.
No, it's a dildo.
No, but if...
This gives a whole new meaning to it's a dog's life.
Oh, no!
Clifford is an anatomically correct dog penis.
Oh my god!
Well, that's why it's called Clifford.
I told you it wasn't human.
Yeah, because it's an anatomically correct dog penis, Holly.
But aren't dog penises designed to, like, be horrible and just, like... Because they, like, when dogs shag, and a lot of animals do this, they just, like, their penis has a thing where it just stays in. Like, it's designed so that once it's in, you can't get it out. So why would you want that?
This one looks like a torture device. It's called the Headmaster.
Oh, God.
And for a start...
It looks like it's wearing a little hat.
It looks like a lot of things. Look at the testicles. In relation to the size...
Look at the testicles.
The testicles look like shriveled peas.
They're tiny.
They're very small.
And they're really shriveled.
They're very little.
Oh.
So this one features a extra large flared head and ridge. And then it says that you can really feel as it thrusts in and out. That's not a good thing.
You can,
like, just being able to feel something is not good if it's tearing your insides apart.
I don't understand why it has a little hat. That's like...
So you can feel it.
Has anyone ever looked at a penis and thought, you know what? A sombrero on a penis would probably improve it, because penises aren't pretty.
How about this one?
What is that?
For the literary among you, this what? One is called the Moby Dick.
Oh, no!
And that's because it's a whale penis.
Oh!
It's 14 inches long.
Ah!
It is firm and not for the faint-hearted.
No shit!
As admired by Cyndi Lauper on The Graham Norton Show.
What?
Why would anyone put that in a dildo blurb? I don't know.
I want, like, context.
If you've read past the bit about the whale penis and you're still like, yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, this
but
is...
I don't know if this is worth £53.
Mm.
And then you get to the bit about Cyndi Lauper and you're like, oh shit, Cyndi Lauper's got great taste in animal penises. Let's go.
She knows what she's talking about.
Does she? How do you know?
Oh no.
Yes.
How did you get here?
This is the thing. So £72 will get you the Mr. Ed horse dildo.
Oh. Oh gosh.
Fancy a guy that's hung like a horse?
No.
What you fancy is a horse. Why not? A horse is a horse, of course, says the blurb.
Oh.
And what a whopper. Mr. Ed is an... This is grammatically incorrect.
Oh.
Mr. Ed is an anatomically correct horse penis, which measures a huge 20 inches with a thick, hungry 3-inch girth.
Oh.
Ah!
Oh my god, what is that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's...
What is it?
Okay, right, we have to describe this. Okay, so it's a...
What?
It's a penis, but it has three...
Heads,
but they're not, like, going off in different directions. It's one shaft with kind of three, like a totem pole of three penis heads.
Oh my god.
Why would you...
This toy is most certainly not for the faint-hearted. A real triple treat, measuring a whopping 11 inches, and the huge plugs will certainly break you in at 3 inches, 3 inches, and 4 inches.
Ugh.
The toy is not rigid. It has a good degree of flexibility and bendability. To wash, simply give a good soaping, rinse thoroughly, and allow to air dry. I wouldn't allow that to air dry. You just have to leave it out in your house.
Well, there you go. And then you can...
Oh, there's a junior version of it, though.
Oh, well,
okay, look, just if you're writing sex toy stuff, please never call anything junior. That's weird.
Especially when it's, a totem of three penis heads. Yeah. I kind of think by that point... Okay, so I can kind of understand when people want a really realistic dildo. Because you're like, oh, yeah, I like penises. Looks like a penis. That's cracking.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the point where you have, like, these three penis heads on a totem pole, and it's just kind of body horror.
Yeah.
Why would... surely, like, then you kind of just get to kind of, like, nice, abstract dildo.
Yeah, just, like
nice kind
paint
of...
Paint it blue.
Yeah, make something. It a bit smooth. Or, like,
So we have this one.
Oh, no.
Which is... For the sex connoisseur... Who really wishes that men had, like, 12 foreskins?
If you, if you imagine kind of a Klingon's forehead, but a penis.
Which is probably what they look like.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It describes it as ripples of foreskin.
That's more than a ripple. That's a fucking tsunami of foreskin.
Tsunami of foreskin. That's poetic. I like that.
You should
write a sex poem about the man who had 12 foreskins. An ode to the tsunami of foreskins.
What's it called?
It's called The Foreskin Flippin' Good Dildo.
Okay, an ode to Foreskin Flippin' Good Dildo by Holly Nielsen.
I mean, what would you do if a man whipped it out and you were like, no, it's not supposed to look like that, my friend? He's got 12 foreskins, Holly.
Yeah,
it's not all.
Everybody's different. Everybody's, you know.
Oh, you can get a dildo that's two fists. Look, it's two fists. It's like someone punching a fist out of their fist.
It's like they've got a little... It's like Wolverine, but with fists instead of...
Yeah. Ooh, there's one called Polyphemus. Like the Cyclops, who is obviously super sexy.
Mm.
Right? Oh! I accidentally zoomed in.
Oh, it looks horrible. It looks like a kind of worm.
It looks like a diseased thing. It's a wormy shape, says the official blurb. This is going to ruin my suggestions.
Yeah.
If they're not already.
You know how on Facebook, sometimes if you've been looking at something, it will come up in your adverts?
What the fuck? I look forward to... What is that? What's that?
What is that?
That is... No. That looks like something out of a bad sci-fi film. It doesn't say what it is.
Okay, right. Describe it.
Okay. It's like if an... It's like,
imagine a penis swallowed four eggs.
I was wondering how to bring eggs into it. Yeah, imagine, like, if you just put eggs inside your dick and then painted it pink, like, very bright pink. And then the veins came out to play. And that's what this one looks like. Good God.
What kind of world have you taken me down?
Most of these are fine. They're just large. It's just like, it's 15 inches. Ha, ha, ha. That's lots. What are you going to do about it? Some fists.
I quite like the fist coming out of the fist.
So this is the one my friend got. This realistic fist, which is called Bitch Fist.
Belladonna's Bitch Fist.
Yeah, whoever Belladonna is, she's having a great time.
That must be so. If you're a porn star, though, and like usually it's like, we have to get a mold of your vagina, we have to get a mold of your face, of your tits, and they're just like, and they're like, you know what, we just want your fist. You'd be like, thank fuck.
Yeah, like, but then they'd have to like position your fingers just right, and you'd be like, come on, mate, just take my fist already. All of these are really boring.
I think, have we explored? We're now up to 52 minutes of exploring your horrific search.
I'm sorry, I got really off track.
That's okay.
This one looks kind of cute. It looks like a little alien.
Yeah, that is cute.
A little antenna and everything.
Yeah.
Should we do questions then?
We shall.
I'm very sorry that all of that just happened.
I'm glad you apologised to the listeners.
I'm not sorry. But sometimes, I don't know if we take it too far, do we?
Nah.
Good. Well... I've got...
We're going to do questions now. Quickly, I need to blow my nose, so...
That's gross.
It will seem like... You won't hear it, listeners, because of clever editing. If I press that, will it stop?
Yeah, that'll
be fine. Shall I try it?
Yeah, do that.
And we're back.
Magical.
Wasn't that just so smooth and incredible?
Yes. It's like you weren't even gone.
Yes.
Are you ready for questions?
I am.
I've got so many questions. Let's start from the top. Should we start from the top?
Let's go.
Okay. Joseph Nielsen asks, if you had to have a tattoo on your face, what would it be? I think we've been through this before.
I know you want a tattoo of your face on your face.
No one would be able to tell.
Yeah. I think I would have, like, I would have, you know, like, how you have the tears?
Yes.
If you've killed people.
Yes.
I would have, instead of tears,
yeah,
I would have, like, I don't know.
You started saying that sentence and you didn't have an end.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the tears. I'm thinking, what could I have instead of tears? Like little things.
Dicks.
Little dicks.
Tiny dicks.
Tiny dicks. Okay.
For everyone you've had sex with.
Okay. I'll do that.
Face covered in dicks.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's so mean.
Sorry. Okay, they're going to be really small.
Oh, stop. Stop talking.
Holly is a very respectful lady.
Oh.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, I don't want to just sit next question.
Matt would like to know, with so many great games out and coming out, are we in the golden age of gaming? No.
Maybe.
No.
You only know it is after the time, so it's difficult to say.
No.
No?
Well, everyone thinks the golden age of gaming was like N64 era, probably. Because there were like 5 games and you liked all of them. Because you had to, because they were like £1 billion each. Whereas now, it's like you spend £3 on something, and you're like, oh, that was expensive. This better be great.
I guess it depends on the kind of game.
All games are terrible.
All games?
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck. Okay, next question.
Okay, Lewis Jackson would like to know, have you played Mirror's Edge Catalyst? No. Ash would like to know, which video game character would give the best cuddles? Kirby.
Kirby would be good, although I was having a discussion with some friends. What do you think Kirby's skin feels like?
If it's anything like the skin of that thing, not great. Like, soft, but not squishable.
Mm.
So maybe Yon Yoshi.
I think...
Poochie from the Yon Yoshi game.
Oh, I thought you
He's
were...
adorable.
I thought you were looking at KK Slider and got confused with the Simpsons character.
No,
I was like, Poochie. I think Yon Yoshi, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, a big...
Cuddly...
Like Donkey Kong, but not Donkey Kong because he's creepy.
King Sparrow from Okami.
Mm.
Or the big... Do you remember in Skyward Sword? The big thing, the king of the things with the leaf on its head, and it kind of looks like a raccoon, but a bird. And it looks kind of cuddly.
The... Kikui? Sure.
Yeah. The king of that one.
He's squishy.
Yeah, he's big and squishy.
Yeah, and sometimes they fall over and it's like, oh, they're so cute. Okay,
yeah.
Next question. Chris Kane says, is Holly going to charge BioWare royalties for so clearly using her image in Mass Effect and letting people have sexy times with it? Look, okay, right. The thing is, Holly's very generic looking. If characters look like her, it's because she hasn't got... anything going on.
It's because if you try and think of my face now, you won't be able to think of it.
I can't think of it. I'm sitting right next to you.
I get this a lot because, like, whenever there is any character with short blonde hair, I get... Occasionally there does come along a character and I'm like, okay, yeah, that was just like... This one, if I pull an angry face, then I can see a resemblance. But, I hope she's not a space racist like Ashley. I hope she's kind of cool.
Well, the character that looks exactly like you in Lady Killer in a Bind is weird.
Yeah.
She's a bitch.
I
didn't say that was like you.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay.
I would be interested, by the way, to see if we can, like, draw pictures of each other without looking at each other to see if we can remember what we look like.
I think I can remember what you look like.
Yeah, but if you have to draw a picture of me.
I mean, I can't draw for the first place.
Well,
so
exactly.
There's
That's
a double challenge.
Fun.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that a different time.
Great. Next question. Ashley Johnson says, you're put in charge of a revival of Blind Date. Who do you get to host it? Us.
Yeah, us. Yeah.
We're like the better Ant and Dec. Did you know Ant and Dec have won Best Presenter 16 years in a row at the National Television Awards? Yeah, it's bullshit.
16 years in a row?
Like, there hasn't been a single better presenter. Like, fucking anyone. Phil and Holly are great.
Yeah, wow, I'm impressed.
Like, anyone.
Oh, don't take it away from them.
I'm not taking it away from them. Or I am, but they don't deserve it anymore. Go away. Johnny says, what's the weirdest thing that you always find funny? Holly finds her own farts funny. No. So you're laughing right now.
Yeah, I laugh at your reaction. I don't just sit like on my own and laugh.
I bet you do.
Maybe sometimes. Metro the Musical.
I find really funny when people say just like words wrong. Not like as in people messing up, but like when we, the other day when we were just sitting here saying horse in various different ways and it was just great.
Yeah.
Hobbs.
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 Hobbles.
Hose. Makes me so happy. Just another gaming blog says, getting back into my 3DS, do you have any recommendations?
Fantasy, oh no, is that 3DS?
Fantasy Life.
Yeah, Fantasy Life. For some reason I thought that was 2DS. No, Fantasy Life's fantastic.
Fire Emblem.
Link Between Worlds.
All the Phoenix Wright games.
Box Boy and Box Boy.
Push Blocks.
And Pull Blocks.
And there's another one, but I don't remember what it's called. Push Pull Blocks, probably. What else? Picross.
Yeah.
That's loads.
There's loads of games.
Yeah, there's loads.
Animal Crossing,
obviously.
Yeah.
Phil Walters, which is the better animal, horses or dolphins? Hobbs.
Dolphins.
The horse of the sea.
Yeah.
You can ride them.
No, yeah, but not really. Also, a horse wouldn't, like, save your life.
It might do.
Nah.
How's a dolphin going to save your life?
They save you from drowning.
Horses save you from...
From what?
Falling off.
No, they don't.
They would if they had hands. Will says, what is your favourite non-potato carb?
Pasta. Bread.
Potato. Oh.
Not potato.
I really like potato. Swan Levitt says, what's the best thing ever?
Tea.
Potato?
Cool.
Yeah. Plotformer says, if your favourite game was cake, what type of cake would it be and why? Lemon.
So,
cake.
What's the game?
Because it's Thousand Year Door. There is a cake in Thousand Year Door, which is kind of like a squishy sort of strawberry cake, but I don't like that.
Okay, well mine's Wind Waker, so what would the cake be?
Wet.
Nice. Soggy.
Foggy cake. Harry Rogers says best dog breed. Too hard.
Too hard. So many. Too many.
I like
sausage dogs are my go-to.
Yeah,
I love sausage dogs.
But also Samoyeds. I love them so much.
Japanese Spitzers.
Yeah.
Cocker spaniels.
Probably
obviously
should say that.
Yeah.
Cockapoos also.
Yeah.
Labradoodles.
Jack Russells.
Golden retrievers. Just gonna name all the dogs.
Yeah.
No, there are lots of dogs I don't like.
Like what?
The weird looking ones. Ooh, Staffies. Staffies are good.
Yeah, they're good. All the dogs.
All the dogs. Not all the dogs. Most of the dogs.
Why not all the dogs?
Because some of them are weird.
Like, they might still be good dogs.
Yeah, but they look funny.
They're good dogs, Kate.
They're not. Luke, friend of Bear, says, what's your recipe for mashed potato?
Shit tons of butter.
And garlic.
Nice.
And sometimes I put a lot of pepper in, by which I mean every day.
Cool.
And maybe salt. Enchanting Duck says, which women from history would you like to invite over for some tea and cake?
Any woman from history.
That's hard.
That is hard. Maybe like...
That's fun. Marie Curie. I love Marie Curie. As long as there wasn't like a language barrier, because she's like Polish and French and I don't really want to speak either of those.
Who would be fun? I'm trying to think. It's between, like, who would be kind of, like, you could ask them lots of questions and they'd know stuff, or who would just be kind of just out there and, like, wild.
Yeah.
I think... Oh, no, I can't think of the top of my head.
I can't think of any women.
I can't think of which one I, like...
Would you go for, like, an author, an artist, a scientist?
Maybe, like...
Politician?
Maybe... Maybe I'd go for, Elizabeth Schuyler, and then ask her what the real Alexander Hamilton was like.
You fucking nerd.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, which is the one who, the vampire lady, the one who killed lots of people or whatever. That one. She sounds cool.
Which one?
I don't know. I forgot what her name is. She might have been an Elizabeth as well.
Okay.
Anyway, she drank blood or whatever's.
Oh, The really horrible one.
Yeah.
Wait, the one is in like the one from New Orleans.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
Jeez. Ross McMahon says he was Taki's Person of the Year for 2016.
What are the options?
There aren't any.
There aren't any?
Just any people.
Any people. I'm going to say...
Who did anything?
Person of the Year.
Can we pick one of the ones that died? Like Carrie Fisher. She could be my person of the
Year. Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Yay. Chris Longhurst says, well, since the potato is my patron vegetable, we ask for potato questions or something, right? What would your Patronus be if you summoned one? Well, we did this, so you're going to boast about your stupid Patronus again. I'm Holly, I got a rare animal because I'm dumb and lame.
What did you get?
I don't even remember, I think it was a dog. What? Why do you laugh? Dogs are great.
Yeah, no, they are. But what kind of dog? There's different kinds of dogs.
It was a little dog, I think.
That's nice.
Was it a dog or was it like a penguin or something? I don't know. It was an animal that I've already forgotten.
Oh.
I think it might have been a Japanese Spitz, actually. I vaguely remember that turning up. But you got a Thestral and it's fine. No one cares.
I got a Thestral. It's like the rarest one you can get, but there we go. Yeah. Just saying.
Viv of Puckanazi.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It says, we need a topmost smoochable Mass Effect Andromeda character list. Okay.
Turian lady. Because we ain't never seen a Turian lady before, and that's cool. The weird aliens that we haven't seen before that kind of look like a cross between a slug and a cat.
Oh, hot.
Down for that. Yeah, that's about it.
Yep. Luke says, if you were reincarnated as a dog, which breed would you like to be? I'd be a golden retriever, because I want to be happy like the dog in Up.
Yeah, I would be a mixed breed, because they're healthier.
Yeah. Holly, I'm science. Harry Rogers says, what is your favourite herb or spice? Paprika.
Oregano.
Boring.
What? I like oregano.
That's boring.
Paprika's everything.
Paprika's tasty.
Yeah, so is oregano.
Tastes like leaves. Matt Lorigan says, which indie game or developer are you most excited about in 2017? Ooh, I've made a lot of lists like these already.
Oh, God.
I feel like it's now boring to say Night in the Woods, because everyone's like, Night in the Woods is going to be great. It's coming out next month. And you know what? No. Maybe it's not going to be great. Okay?
Ooh, edgy Kate Gray.
Maybe I don't care about whatever it's about. Nights in Woods and Cats.
Oh, there is one. There's one that's in my head and I can't think of what it is, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
If you're an indie developer and you're listening to this, your game. Your game's what we're looking forward to.
You're special.
Yeah. We as long like as it comes out in 2017. If you release it in 2018, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
2017 is the year. 2018 is not the year, okay?
Yeah.
We've got other plans.
Come on.
So just release this year and we'll say some nice things about you.
Yeah, why not?
It's not hard.
Go for it.
Yep.
Just 2017.
Just finish the fucking game.
Do it, come on.
Press the big button that says finish game.
Finish game. Send
Easy.
Game now. Boom.
Finished a game? I don't even know how to make games.
Yeah.
You can do it. Just add some guns.
Yeah. Add some death.
Take away some guns also.
Add some stubble.
Oh, stubble. Stubble is good. Yeah. Mm. What you want, like, your character right now is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What you want is you want a character that's like every other character.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because then if you do that, then you can say it's actually self-aware. But then don't actually do anything that actually plays on the trope.
No. You should have one scene where your character sits down and has, like, one emotion, like more than he would usually have. Like, maybe he's got a guitar.
Oh, ideally.
Yeah?
Ideally, you should reference the fact that he's boring and like every other character.
Yeah.
But just reference it and then don't do anything with that.
And you know what? You should have a female character that he can project his issues onto, because that is so good and nuanced and clever.
Yeah. Done.
So,
do
like,
it.
Everything you've got right now, take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out.
Do what we said.
And if you can just turn it into The Last of Us, that would be great.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thank you. Photorealistic faces and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Moving on. James E. Marshall says, are there any games or films that aren't supposed to be scary that you find terrifying?
Now, they said E.T. in this.
Yeah.
And I have to agree, because I was fucking terrified of E.T. as a kid.
I think E.T. is supposed to be scary.
And it's still just like... I remember there was like a ride. There's an E.T. ride somewhere. And we went on
Universal
when I was kids.
Studios?
Yeah, probably. And I just screamed. I screamed and screamed. I was absolutely terrified. I hate the clangers as well. Fuck the clangers. No, it really creeps me out. I hate them. They're horrible. No, horrible. Hate them. I also hated the BBC ident when I was little.
Which one? The circle one?
No, the one... Well, it was... I'm not sure it was called an ident. It was, like, before, like, when you had a BBC tape, it would play, like, and then it would have like kind of like wavy rainbow stuff,
oh,
and then BBC would come up. Yeah, see? Thank you.
There's a lot of creepy things that happen in the 90s. Like, Teletubbies is quite creepy. There's long moments of like nothingness in the Teletubbies. Like, when they're doing like the tummy vision stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Tummy vision. Like, they kind of just gather around someone's stomach. And that's really weird. That's a weird thing to do.
Children's TV, especially like kind of very young children, toddlers TV, is really weird and often scary.
I remember I had a tape of one Teletubbies episode, which was the tummy vision thing was based on the color green. And it was just a bunch of children going green over and over again to footage of various green things happening, like green paint being poured and green trees growing. And also the thing with the Teletubbies is you watch the thing, and then it zooms out, and then they go, again! And you're like, no, I just watched this! And then they play the same, like, VT again. Why?
Because kids are stupid.
They are stupid, but that's just artificial padding.
Yeah, why not? Kids are dumb, go with it.
Imagine pitching that to a TV executive and being like, what if we just showed it twice? Fuck it. And they're like, kids are dumb. Anyway. Corsair says, which Animal Crossing villager type are you both? Smug, sassy? I don't remember any of them. I think smug is one.
I can't remember their exact names, because aren't they referred to by, like, Japanese names?
Yep.
I would probably be the kind of forgetful one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim the schoolgirl says, best music for when you need to lie down with eyes closed.
Why, what are you thinking?
It's not music, but I really like this podcast. There are no good sleeping podcasts, because they're all kind of creepy. There's either the ones where someone talks about something boring for an hour in the hopes that you'll just be like, oh god, I'll just go to sleep then. Or there's the ones that are like run by married couple,
oh no,
like holistic therapists.
Try to talk softly to you.
And they go, hey, my name's Mandy, I'm here to teach you how to get in touch with your body.
Oh, are you sure? That's...
And they'll direct you through imagining really stupid scenarios. Like, yeah, you're in a river, but, like, the water is made of corn and you can feel it gently swaying against your skin.
I'm starting to fall asleep, kids.
Yeah, I'm getting tired now. I should do this.
To be fair, it is 20 to 2 in the morning.
I might record a sleep podcast that's just really stupid stuff and see how well it goes down. Anyway, yeah. Alfred Dorr says, what's your favourite baked potato topping?
I have a tuna mayonnaise, but it has to have a shit ton of mayonnaise.
Yep.
Or beans and cheese.
Beans and cheese. It's beans and cheese. Paul Watson says, is there another video game relationship as pure as... I was trying to do it fast. I won't. As pure and good as that of Hideo Kojima and Mads Mikkelsen? Ours?
Yeah, ours. I think ours counts. Although we did just spend a lot of time talking about...
Are you saying we're not pure and good?
Yes.
He takes pictures of sausages. That's almost as bad.
That's true. And also Mads Mikkelsen looks like in every picture he didn't know a picture was going to be taken. And Kojima is just like, oh my god, this is the best day ever!
Has Mads Mikkelsen got his wang out on camera? Like, he has, right? Surely.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
we'll have to research.
Yes, we will. Stuart Neal says, what vegetable would you have as a constant companion? Potato.
And
draw a face on it.
Yeah, probably potato.
Little potato friend. You're my potato friend.
Oh, thank you.
Jim the schoolgirl says, also, best games to play when you're ill. You'll have a better answer for this.
Probably. Will I?
Yeah.
I find games, like, I played a lot of Mini Metro
when
I was ill. Or Stardew Valley, depending on how, like, engaged or aware you are.
Okay.
Things that, or stuff that doesn't have a timer, so you can kind of like put it down and go, ugh, and then pick it back up and then continue.
What does have a timer?
But like, anyway, so like a Stardew Valley, if you can't pause it, or like Mini Metro. Like a game where if you just put it down, it stops.
I just saw some really bad news on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Someone else died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Do you want to know who?
Okay.
It's John Hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Real-time reactions right here.
Oh, God. Right.
Now I'm sad.
Was that the last question?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I shouldn't have looked at the rest of Twitter.
Right, shall we say... Aww. We'll say it's 1:40 in the morning here. We've just found out John Hirsch has died.
He's so lovely.
I think it's time to say goodbye.
Kate. John Hurt.
No, just let's come
to
on.
To the listeners?
Yes, let's wrap it up.
Okay, I love you.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at @Toku_podcast. I'm at @Nielsen_Holly.
I miss you.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm at How Not to Draw. You can come follow me for all the kinds of fun things, like me being sad about stuff.
Great.
All the time.
Okay, let's say bye. Say it.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.